When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, boy, I got to tell you, it is definitely a rainy day here in the great Pacific Northwest. And first off, before we even do anything else, I should let you know that if you are tuning in expecting Vet Sunday with our favorite Animal World vet, Dr. Bill Burlingame, there's been a last-minute sad news to report. Dr. Bill will not be joining us today. Dr. Bill is okay, but unfortunately his mom passed this morning. So he will not be coming in to do the show. So we are not doing a Vet Sunday today. We are going to, because of that, I'm going to be doing a little tap dancing around here, and I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to kind of technically turn this into a behavior training and healing Sunday, which means that, well, we will have open phone lines, and you can call in about anything on your mind about animals. But if you've got behavior training or healing issues with your dogs or cats or whatever animals you're dealing with, you've got issues going on, you can certainly call me for some help and advice. I'd love to coach you. And if there's anything else on your mind you'd like to talk about, and then I have another idea that we're going to do, and a bunch of other stuff that we can fill in. And I am able to address some of the things that Dr. Bill and I were going to talk about today. And so we're just gonna wing it for today. Anyway, across the desk from me, as always, keeping the ship sailing smoothly, that would be our Animal World production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing on this nice rainy day?
It's just a glorious day in the Pacific Northwest. It works for me. You know, I don't mind the rain. I get a little tired of it when we have the torrential downfalls, like last month, October.
Yeah, we had an awful
very
lot
wet,
of rain.
Wettest on record. I was tired of it, but a little rain keeps the air clean.
It certainly does.
It keeps things green.
It certainly does. And boy, the temperature really dipped this last week, and it got really cold. I had to set aside some time to get all of my fuchsias and, you know, flowers, geraniums, begonias and stuff into the garage for the winter, because I thought it was going to frost, Thursday night. And boy, did it get cold. It was the coldest it's been out in my neighborhood, you know, Thursday night.
It snowed several inches, many inches, up in the passes, Stevens and Snoqualmie.
Yeah, and I seem to remember last night watching the weather on the news. I'm not so sure that I didn't hear, because I wasn't really paying attention, but it looked like they were maybe talking about there could be some chunky snow in the higher levels, like, next weekend.
Yeah.
So what's up with that, Mr. Weather Expert?
It's
here?
Just the snow level just fluctuates. It goes up and down. We're getting a lot of unstable weather, and it has to do with the jet stream dropping down. So instead of getting the warm air that comes from either Southern California or Hawaii, you know, as in the atmospheric rivers, now we're getting it where it comes down from the Gulf of Alaska. And when it shoots down from the Gulf of Alaska, it is not only cold, but it's very inconsistent in terms of the cloud formations, and they're generally low pressure. Huh. So what you get is a mixed bag. You get everything. Cooler, but it can be lots of showers, can be windy. Big storms can come in under those circumstances. And I'm not aware of any, but yeah, they're saying that we'll probably have snow. It'll make for some interesting driving over the holiday weekend. Yeah. If you're headed over those passes.
Yeah, yeah. I come down part of Highway 2 to get here on Sunday mornings, and I did see that the sign that is usually, you know, is only turned on during the winter, and I haven't noticed it being on before, but as you're heading out of Monroe east on Highway 2, the big reader board sign that alerts you as to past conditions was turned on this morning. Now, I was going the opposite direction, and so I didn't see what it says, but it was turned on, which probably means there's weather happening on Stevens Pass.
I'm sure there is.
And there was some kind of warning on it, because it, you know, that it's maybe the first time it's been turned on all year, so something must be going on up there. And I, you know, that reminded me when you mentioned the storms and the wind. I had a lot of wind in the last several days, and kind of unpredicted. There wasn't a lot of warning about it, but it seems to me that the wind was very high in the last few days. I actually, you know, talked to my trees about putting down their energetic tree roots and stuff to hold firm, and of course all that's been fine, but it's helping to get the last leaves off the trees, so as soon as it dries out now, I'll be able to do my final blowing of the ending fall going into winter season and get all those leaves collected.
It's time.
Yeah, well, it's been an ongoing process, me now, with a couple of months, but it's just with this extra wind, it's getting those last little hanger-oners, those last leaves up there that need to come down, and then I can do the final into winter cleanup.
Yeah, just an update on those pass reports. There's no restrictions, but looks like for both Stevens and Snoqualmie, they're looking at temperatures that will be in the lower 30s. So they're right at threshold. In fact, there's probably going to be a lot of mixed snow and rain. And then up a little higher, I'm almost sure it'll be snow. So, yeah, you want to travel safely if you're heading in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, it is the big Thanksgiving week coming up. And I do have it on my list. Of course, was going to talk to Dr. Bill about Thanksgiving and precautions for our animal friends, but now, of course, you're just going to get me on that subject. And let's see. So we are going to today, like I said, we have turned it into Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show if there's something you want to call in and talk about and you need some help with your animal friends. We'll start the show as usual. I have current events scheduled for about 10:50 towards the end of the second hour of the show. Well, we're likely to get to that on time today. That would be a first for a while. And let's see. I've got a bunch of follow up stuff and animals in the news stuff. We will also do a Missing Link giveaway sometime during the show today. So. Just so you know, Missing Link is our longest member of the Animal World advertising family. They've been with us, you know, probably a good 20 years now on the air, and it is still a great product. It's designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food for our animals, and there's a Missing Link formula for pretty much everything in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs. There is one that focuses on skin and coat, one that focuses on hip and joint, a senior formula with a great New Zealand green mussel, and then there's a feline formula, a vegetarian formula. It's called the Wellness Blend. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other little house critters like hamsters, guinea pigs, and the like, and a bird formula, as well as a poultry formula for city chickens and stuff that we give away on the air here. So when I tell you it's time for the Missing Link giveaway, you get to pick up your phone and give Kathy or Prescott a call, and they will Oh, and you will give them the missing link word or phrase of the day, which I don't know what that's going to be yet. And when I decide, I'll let you know. And then you get to pick which version of missing link you would like sent to your door. And, of course, you have to be 18 years or older and cannot have won a contest here on Animal World or this station in the last 30 days, and then you're eligible. And that reminds me that I forgot to actually go to the Mood Lit studio there, and they actually look quite comfortable in there this morning. And we've got associate producer and lead call screener Kathy is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Doing good.
I noticed last week I was the only one with a raincoat, and everybody else got wet. This week you were prepared, and you even had an umbrella this week. That tells you how much it's raining.
Yeah, it's true. Didn't want to get wet.
Yeah. So
right.
Good for you. So. And what a pretty umbrella, because you always come dressed in nice bright colors, but you had a real pretty umbrella with lots of flowers on it and stuff. It was really neat.
Oh, thanks. It was one of those little tourist buys when I was in D.C. at the National Museum of Art. So it had some master painting on it. So
yeah,
it's fun.
It has
pretty
some
colors
significance
and,
then. So
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
That means something. Yep.
Yeah, I have one of those newfangled umbrellas that closes the opposite way. So that
you have to bring that.
Oh yeah,
I can't even imagine what that.
It's in my car.
Like.
I can show it to you after the show if you want to see it.
Yes.
But it's the latest. You know how kind of when people sometimes reinvent the wheel, and this is like the latest in umbrellas. And so instead of closing down, it closes up, and the idea is that. Especially if you like, you get out of your car and you use your umbrella and you go around and then you go get back in your car, you have to bring the umbrella down and it's all wet. And then when you bring it into the car, you get wet and the car gets wet. Well, what you do with this umbrella is when you close it, it closes up. So all the outside of the umbrella is then dry and all the water is inside and you can just pull it nicely into your car and the water is contained and... You know, until you can dry it out later. So that's kind of neat.
That sounds clever.
Yeah, it is quite clever.
Don't turn it the opposite way, though, right?
Well, you can't. You know, I mean, it's designed.
So it doesn't dump into your car.
Right. Oh, yeah, if you turn it upside down, you could dump it in. Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyways.
But, yeah, it's kind of a cool umbrella. And but of course, being a Northwesterner, we don't use umbrellas that often. I think we're so used to the rain.
It could be, yeah.
I've heard there's some kind of that especially Washingtonian natives rarely use umbrellas. I don't know. Mike, do you use an umbrella?
Never owned one.
Ah, see, you're a Northwesterner here.
I am.
Yeah, see, you said the rain doesn't bother you, so that's true. Well, and how about then next to you, Kathy, we have call screener Prescott is here, my fountain of youth. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
All right, now, do you use an umbrella?
Sometimes. Oh. I usually don't mind the rain, though.
Oh, okay. So you're faring well here today. And you, I think, are you're the one that got wet this morning today, too, because you didn't have a raincoat or anything. You're kind of like that typical teenager.
Yeah.
Is not necessarily prepared for the weather or anything else when they go out. Anyway, so you got kind of wet. Anyway, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. All righty then. Let's see. So I think I've kind of given you a rundown. Oh, no, I'm going to tell you before we actually officially start the show. I got a call, you know, very early this morning from Dr. Bill giving me the sad news. And so... I put it out there and said, "Well, okay, St. Francis and Masters, what am I going to do today?" And give me some ideas. Well, it didn't take too long before someone I admire greatly is a work who is no longer in this world, but Ted Andrews popped in. And if that name rings a bell or doesn't, Ted Andrews is the incredible. Shaman type guy who wrote some of my favorite books, Animal Speak and Animal Wise, and these are books that lay out animal totems and information about animals and what they mean in your life. So I just this idea came in, and Ted said, well, take my books and then invite folks to call in if you know how sometimes, you know, life is just happening, and all of a sudden you start seeing a lot of different animals that might be birds or reptiles or insects or any kind of mammal animal type thing. But all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing squirrels all the time, or you're seeing frogs all the time, or there's spiders all the time, or something unusual that you don't usually see crosses your path and really catches your attention. Well, what Ted teaches is that when these things happen, and these animals, you know, reptiles, insects, birds sort of thing, cross your path, it is no coincidence that they all represent different energies and bring messages. So I find it fascinating when something like that happens in my life, and if I'm not able to glean from the animal what it's all about, I actually go and pick up Ted's books and read the significance of these animals. And it's amazing what kind of lessons they bring, and it can be very, very helpful. And at any rate, so I brought the books in and thought, well, that's another reason you could call in. If you've got, you know, behavior training or healing issues with your animals and you need help from me as a animal behavior therapist and trainer, love to talk to you about that. If there's something just on your mind that about animals that you'd like to bring to everyone's attention or mine or discuss on the air, that's okay too. Or if there are any particular animals, insects, reptiles, birds that have been crossing your path lately, or something new and unusual has crossed your path and you'd like to know what it's all about, well, that's a reason to pick up your phone and give me a call, because we'll pull out Ted's book and I can let you know then, we'll figure out what's going on. So that's what we're going to do to entertain ourselves today. And I guess it is time to start the show. And, yeah, I know, we've been on the show for, 17 minutes now. But it's not official until I honor and invoke the presence of the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And we have a couple little Saint Francis prayers that I do every week. And, you know, it's Sunday and all of that. And then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So let's get started with these. Got a couple of little prayers here, a short one for our animal friends, a longer one for us humans. And we are going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. All righty, here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us humans, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty then, it is time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. Now, if you, for some reason, have not heard about this before, or just joining us, we do this. I do this every Sunday, and my spiritual family, Ananda Worldwide, began this peace initiative, quite some time ago, and it is an affirmation process that you repeat several times a day. And it, just so you know, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the globe doing this peace and harmony initiative affirmation process every day, up to five times a day. And, you know, I'm always saying thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and intention, of course, is hugely powerful. And so that this time, more than anything time else, we really need this. So if you're going to participate in this Worldwide Peace Initiative on your own during the week, the recommendation is that you do these affirmations up to 5 times a day. There are two. The first one you repeat for about a minute, and that's 10 or 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. And the second one you do 3 times. And I'm going to say them out loud here on the air. And here's the deal. If you're in a position where you can repeat them out loud with me and you would like to do that, that's wonderful. I'd love to have you join me. You can say them silently to yourself in your head as I say them. That's okay, too. And if you don't want to say them, that's perfectly fine. Whatever works for you is okay here. So we are going to start with the first affirmation, and it is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. So we say it 3 times, and then we'll do the second one, which is, Lord, fill me. All right, here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now for us, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, we are now official. And I reminded myself that I forgot to tell you that I also got a hit on something else we could do today when we found out Dr. Bill was not coming in. And that is one of our featured local rescues these days, Missy's Pet Rescue, that is with Animal Talk on Lake City Way in Seattle. She put out an email plea this last week, seriously in trouble money-wise, and that the rent was due and they didn't have it. And yikes, we didn't even talk about that when they were on the air, the last Shelter Rescue show. And so I thought, well, we'll just see if we can get a hold of Missy, if you can come on for a little bit, and we can find out if they were able to pay the rent and what's going on, Shaw. And they also have great need for fosters and a bunch of stuff going on. So the good news is that we were able to reach Missy this morning, and we're going to talk to her a little after 10 and find out if they were able to pay the rent and how we can help and what kind of funding do they need and fosters and all that good stuff. So we will catch up with Missy's Pet Rescue just starting off the 10 o'clock hour. Okay, I think that brings us to time to take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Yes, if you're tuning in just now and expecting a Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame, I'm sorry to tell you that Dr. Bill got some really sad news this morning, and his mom passed away. And so, obviously, he has other things to be taken care of today. So please say some prayers for Dr. Bill and his mom's soul, who has crossed. I'm sure he will get through this with strength and love, as he always does. But we are turning this into a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and anything else I can think of to do. We're gonna catch up, do a little early shelter rescue work in the next hour, and Ted Andrews is here in spirit to help us understand what animals mean when they cross our paths. So we'll talk about that. And I've got a lot of stuff in this hour that I want to get to in terms of follow up. But I first wanted to say you heard about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry for Animals during the break. And boy, if you haven't experienced Dr. Nels' work, he's here every other month and does remotes on the air for animals and humans. He does bioenergetic synchronization technique. Check out his website at healingministryforanimals.com or Nels Healing Ministry, also works.com. There is a, if you're interested, I mean, check out the testimonials and the great videos of the paralyzed dogs that no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments with him, and they're walking and running again. It's quite amazing. And he does house calls. He works remotely by phone, or you can go to him. And you can give him a call at 425-238-2668. You also heard about our wonderful Darcy Pariso, our Talk With Your Animal Sunday gal, and she's the gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master. And she's got a hot deal. One question by email for $15. Can't beat that. Check out Darcy's website, www.darcypariso.com. That's Paris with an O, darcypariso.com. You can also give her a call at 425-280-5132. And then, of course, there's our wonderful Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon in Seattle. They are our wonderful harmonic energy shifting folks that do chiropractic acupuncture, but mostly acutonics with the forks these days. And their harmonic energy shifting sessions are absolutely phenomenal, and I love what they've done for me chiropractically, because it's a totally different world than the traditional cracking chiropractors. And you can check them out online at www.whispering-dragon.com. Sign up for their newsletter there, and you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. And then, of course, you heard me talking about inviting you to join the Animal World family of advertisers, and gosh, would love to have you. And you don't have to be advertising something for animals to join our family here on the air. As long as you're doing something good for animals, humans, or the earth that we live on, we would love to have you. And by the way, I even have a hotter deal than what I talk about in that ad. We've got a new advertiser special right now for $26 a week. Woohoo! You can get an ad on the show and an interview on the show and links on the website and your events on current events. So you just can't afford not to do that. So if you'd like to join the Animal World family of advertisers, new advertiser special while it lasts, $26 a week. Woohoo! And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, which you can do during the show here if you've got something that you want to email me about, or you can use this during the week as well. animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can simply give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Okie dokie here. Let's get going. I've got a little some follow-up here to start with. And I have to tell you, I have a new favorite animal TV show. I mentioned it last week because I saw it for the first time last week. I missed the first 10 minutes, but I was so glad I caught it. And this is a new show on Animal Planet. It airs in my neck of the woods. It airs at 10 p.m. on Saturday nights, the new show. It is called Project Grizzly. And I didn't have a lot of the details last week because I missed the first 10 minutes. And last night I was right on time and got to see the whole show. And I'll tell you, it is just phenomenal. It's about a guy. His name is Jeff Watson. They call him the Bear Guy. And he rescued. It was interesting because they kind of showed some of the background, a little bit of his story on the show last night. And it looks like he's a guy that definitely a middle-aged to older adult. You know, he's got, you know, gray beard and hair and stuff at this stage. But they showed photographs of him and his wife when they were quite young and their first child, their daughter, was just a baby. And I guess he got started with this somehow. He got involved with someone and ended up with a bear cub. And so there were photos of him walking in the house with a bear cub on a leash with his wife nursing the baby. And she was not that pleased to see a bear come in the house. But I guess that's how he got started. And then he just started researching bears and learning and all of this. But anyway, this Grizzly, the Project Grizzly, is a show about two bears that Jeff rescued as six-week-old cubs. And so he has raised them since 6 weeks. They are now four-year-old brothers, and they've lived in his backyard, and he's raised them to this point. And then he decided that he wanted to do what has never been done before, and they're calling it rewilding the bears. You know, like we instead of what we call rehoming animals now, and pre-owned cars, you know, we changed the language to make it politically correct. Well, this is called now rewilding the bears. And so we are getting, you know, a film and our up close and personal and part of this process. And the first thing that he's done, we saw them in his backyard in the home environment that he had for these bears last week. Now, this week, at the end of last week's show, they moved them to their interim compound, which is a wild area, a 10-acre area that is secured with really sophisticated electrical fencing, and that he and these two bears, their names are Bob and Screech, are going to live in this wild environment long enough for Jeff to teach them how to be wild bears. And then his his goal and his hope is that he will be able to teach them everything they need to know to be wild bears, and then he wants to release them. He said that he would take them to Canada or Alaska and release them in the wild to be wild bears again. Now, I have to warn you, because I'd say that some of you may not like this show, and I have to say I'm doing some personal adjusting because he is starting to educate them, to turn them into wild bears and teach them what they need to know. And so what he was working on last night is starting to teach them how to fish. So they were used to eating dead fish, but now he's using live fish. And there's a creek on this 10-acre compound that they're in, and which he has stocked with bass and teaching. And I have to say, you know, I mean, I know my left brain totally understands that this is Mother Nature, and bears eat other animals to survive, and this is normal and a part of the way it is on planet Earth. But I have to say, I had to do a little internal work with the live fish, number one. And I was so into that, because I was watching the show, I was thinking, boy, this is so something I would do. Because, you know, I've been a pioneer in the world of animal behavior therapy, and I'm always creating ways to change animals' behavior to help them survive in our human world and get along. And I was thinking, this is so something I would do. And then, of course, he starts talking about, of course, you know, I need to teach them how to fish. And so, okay, I'm handling that, okay. But then he says, and I'm going to have to teach them how to hunt. Oh, I kind of had a big gulp on that one, because, you know, I don't know. They haven't shown any previews of this, but is he really going to do that? And does that mean he's going to have to bring, like, Bambi in there? And I don't know. So I'm just warning you, some of you may not like it, but I am absolutely hooked, and I just think it is the greatest show I've seen, and it could totally change the world of wild animal rescue and rehab. And I think I mentioned it last week, probably, that there's a wonderful book you might want to find called The Wolf, the Woman, and the Wilderness by Teresa Martino, who actually is a local author here. She runs a wildlife rescue over on Vashon, Wolftown. And Teresa rescued a wolf baby many years ago, and hand-raised this wolf, and then at about a year of age, she wanted to release this. Well, she wanted to raise it and release it in the wild, and of course she was told by all the, quote, wolf experts couldn't be done. She ended up pulling it off. She raised it for the first year. She took it up to Canada and released this wolf. She went back a year later and actually had contact. I won't spoil it for you. If you find the book, The Wolf, the Woman, the Wilderness, New Sage Press is the publisher, and I'm sure you can probably get it. NewSagePress.com would likely have a copy that you could purchase, but a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. So I know that T. Martino was able to pull it off with this wolf. I'm sure hoping that this Jeff Watson is going to be able to pull it off with these bears, because he is kind of writing the book on how to do it, and a fascinating, fascinating show, and it was really great last night watching these birds. I mean, these bears and Screech, actually the shyer of the two at the home compound, has become more dominant and gregarious in the 10-acre compound, and he took to the hunting and catching fish right away. But Bob, the other one, was real slow to get on board, but it seems that he got them both going. So I just strongly recommend the show. I think it is absolutely phenomenal. I'm learning a lot. I'm sure you will too. And it airs at in this area at 10 p.m. on Saturday nights on Animal Planet. So there you go. That's the Project Grizzly update. Let's see. Then we were going to talk with Dr. Bill about our first caller that called in last week, John, about his friend Melissa's cat, Emma, who she is planning to move to Hawaii and take her cat. And she was able to do all the prep work and the actual quarantine here stateside before moving, so that the cat did not have to go into that 6-month quarantine in Hawaii, and I had never heard that you could do that with animals. So after the show last week, I contacted Dr. Bill right away and found out that, they've been doing this process for about 5 years now. And it's like, I had to say, well, geez, if I didn't know about it, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that don't know about it. So we were going to discuss all of that because Dr. Bill is very familiar with it. But fortunately, John, our caller from last week, sent me a lot of information about this process, and Dr. Bill did as well. So once we take care of our advertisers again in this hour, which is coming up momentarily, I'm going to fill you in on all this Hawaii stuff. And then, of course, we got to get to Thanksgiving coming up and some little warnings and precautions for our animal friends for the Thanksgiving holiday and feast on Thursday. And then, like I said, to start the 10 o'clock hour, we're gonna check on Missy's Pet Rescue and Animal Talk on Lake City Way because they really, really need some help. The email plea came out and said, yikes, rent is due and we don't have it. So way more serious than we indicated when we did the last shelter rescue show. So we're going to catch up with that. And then hopefully we'll talk about what animals mean when they cross your path. And insects, reptiles, birds, mammals, they all carry messages. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we'll get to a missing link giveaway at some time during the show. So let's take care of advertisers right now. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food sources to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for pretty much anything in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one for cats, a wellness vegetarian blend you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. There's a bird formula and a poultry formula for city chickens and the like, all of which we give away on the show here today. There's also a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, today was scheduled to be Vet Sunday with our favorite Animal World vet, Dr. Bill Burlingame, but unfortunately, due to a family emergency, he is not here today, so we've kind of switched it to a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and anything you want to talk about animals. On the show today, we will have open phone lines throughout the show. I'm still working on follow-up and the things we need to cover for the rest of this hour. Then we're going to, we've scheduled a last-minute interview with Missy from Missy's Pet Rescue in Lake City because they're really hurting for money. The rent was due last week. They didn't have the money, so I don't know if they came up with the money or not, but they really need some help, also with fostering. So we're going to talk to Missy starting the second hour, and then we'll have open phone lines if you want to give us a call. Give me a call as an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I'd love to coach you through whatever's going on with your animal friends, and we're also going to talk about Ted Andrews stuff and what animals, insects, reptiles, birds mean when they cross your path or come into your life. There you have lots of messages, and I thought it would be fun for you to call in and let me know, what are you seeing around you these days? Is something crossing your path? Something unusual caught your eye? Do you want to know what it means? Well, you can give me a call. And we also need to give away Missing Link, and since we just talked about Missing Link, why don't we see if anybody's listening and wants to win Missing Link? So jot down these phone numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. So you can pick up your phone anytime if you would like to win Missing Link. And, well, since I would love you to call in, let's just spread the word. Let's have the Missing Link words of the day. Call Martha on the air. She needs somebody to talk to. So call Martha. Those are the Missing Link words. So pick up your phone, 425-373-5527, and grab the Missing Link while you can. And, hey, somebody's listening. Phone's ringing. Woohoo! That's good. All right, so we'll take care of the Missing Link giveaway. All right. You heard about the NuPro supplements, and I just want to make sure you got that name right. It's the NuPro, N-U-P-R-O supplements. And they've got a new one, Life Spice now, which is really phenomenal with lots of turmeric and the medicinal mushrooms and that sort of thing. So check them out at NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. All righty then, our first item and follow-up here. Last week, Darcy, I was talking to your animals Sunday, and John called in about his friend Melissa and her cat Emma, who is going to Hawaii with Melissa, and he had some things that Darcy was able to communicate about with Emma and so forth, and to make it an easier trip and all that sort of stuff. But it was news to me that, because I have always known that, you know, if you can't just take your animals with you to Hawaii if you move there. Your dogs and cats and so forth, they have to go through a 6-month quarantine. So for me, moving to Hawaii was never like a possibility, because I would not ever do that to my animals. But John was telling us last week on the air that there's a way to now do all of the quarantine and all the other stuff before you actually move. So if you know about it ahead of time, you can actually do all of this stuff here stateside, so that when you do fly with your animal to Hawaii, that they release the animal to you immediately in the airport, and there is no need for the six-month quarantine. So I got a rapid education, and thank you so much, John, for sending me the information that you did. And now, most of this information, generally speaking, applies to dogs and cats. But I also have a little bit of information on some other kinds of animals. Now, the big reason, which I kind of never had put two and two together, I guess I'd never really thought about it, I just assumed they were quarantining these animals related to all kinds of disease and illness. But in actuality, the quarantine going into Hawaii for our animal friends is really related to the fact that Hawaii are rabies-free islands. So they do not have rabies on the island. So this quarantine and all this stuff is specifically designed to keep rabies out of the Hawaiian islands. So it's all about rabies. So if you know ahead of time that you're moving and you want to take your animal friends with you, you've got to have a bunch of lead time, because it takes at least 6 months and a little longer than that to jump through all the hoops that need to be done. Now, I now have some really great links to all the websites that describe all of the things that you need to know to do this. And I even have a link. Dr. Bill sent me a website that will actually pretty much do everything for you and make all the arrangements and stuff, which is kind of interesting. But this is my understanding, having read through all of this stuff. It's a lot of hoops to jump through. So animals to go in, they have to have had at least 2 rabies vaccines in their lifetime. And the last rabies vaccine cannot have been done less than 90 days from when they're entering the Hawaiian Islands. So it has to be longer than 90 days before you enter Hawaii, before that they get the second rabies vaccination. Then the vaccines have been given within the reasonable time frame, then there needs to be a blood draw and a blood titer run, and the blood titer testing tells you if an animal is immune to a certain disease. So they run a rabies titer, and to make sure that the individual animal has developed an immunity to the rabies disease. Now, then the waiting or quarantine period, and they don't need to be quarantined. They don't have to go to a kennel or a vet or something and be confined, because it's not about exposure. Once the titer is there, the animal is protected. So, but there is a 120-day or 6-month waiting period before then you can fly the animal to Hawaii and them not having to go into quarantine. So that 120 days has to be done over here stateside. And the other thing that needs to happen is they need to have a microchip, and they need to be treated by your veterinarian for ticks. So that needs to be documented as well. And so at least 2 rabies vaccines, last one greater than 90 days before entry, blood titer showing the protection against rabies, a microchip, and tick treatment. Along with a health certificate and that sort of thing. Now, and this can be kind of costly. Now, John reported to us to me in the email that he sent me after the show last week that Melissa says it's costing her about $1,200 in veterinary costs, permits, lab fees, etc. She said there's the titer test cost $80 from the lab in Kansas, and if a vet draws the blood and does the titer test, they usually charge around $400. Yikes. I was going to talk to Dr. Bill about that, but, you know, he's not here, but we'll save that for next time. Melissa said she tried to keep Emma's costs as low as she could, but it is pretty costly to take a domestic animal to Hawaii, and she thinks that $1,200 costs are way cheaper than someone that would have to pay for this 120-day program normally. And I do have some information, at least I was reading online, that how much the quarantine costs, and that I think gets up into $2,000 to $3,000 for the 6-month period of quarantining, you know, boarding your animal in Hawaii. And so it certainly makes sense to do this ahead of time. But whatever period of that 120 days has not happened since the titer was taken, that would have to be completed in Hawaii. And now, boy, there's interesting. There's one other place, Jamaica, that's also a rabies-free country, and they have even more difficult hoops to jump through to get into that country. And oh my, let's see. I have links that because there are things that you have to do with other kinds of animals as well. None as difficult to process as dogs and cats. But anyway, I have all the links and the websites and the information, so any of you need that information, you can always call me. I'll give it to you. You could call if you need it today. I have it here, and you could call Kathy or Prescott, and they could come in here and get it from me and give it to you. Or you could email me that you want the links to the explanations of the Hawaii quarantine stuff and how to avoid it and do it here, and I could email that stuff to you. So, whew, I still have to say, I thought, well, gosh, you know, maybe I could move to Hawaii and take animals if you could do this, but, you know, the cost and everything you've got to go through. But I also, me personally, I love microchips in that they really save a lot of animals' lives. And my dog has a microchip. My cats do not. But that's because sometimes cats can be sensitive and they can have some issues. So, but, you know, you don't have a choice. The other thing that really bothers me is having to do that systemic tick treatment, which, I don't use that kind of stuff on my animals and wouldn't want to. But you don't have a choice. You have to. And Kathy typed in here, they have to have a microchip. And that's more, I think it's not for lost and found when they get to Hawaii. It's more for identifying the specific animal with the actual tests that have been run and all of that sort of thing. Because they say if they can't, I can't remember what I read, but I did read something that said something like, make sure your microchip is readable and can be scanned and it's working, because if they don't have it when they get there, you're in big trouble and they go into quarantine. Kathy, did you have a question?
Yes, I was reading up too that Aruba has a lot of the same rules as well.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That didn't come up in what I read, but there was a question and a whole bunch of stuff about Jamaica. But
yeah.
Aruba is the same thing. They're a
right.
rabies-free country, and so
they do have those mandates as well for the microchips. So.
Yeah, and like I said, for the Hawaii thing, the microchip is not for lost and found purposes. It's for matching the particular animal with the rabies titer blood test and all the paperwork. And if you can't prove it, so if the microchip isn't working, then they have to go through the mandatory quarantine when they get to the islands. So there you go. All right. Well, wouldn't you look at that? We have talked my way through the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're going to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two. And by the way, let's see, Judy in Seattle won the missing link for her dog, the hip and joint formula. So congratulations, Judy. All right. And we are going to start off this next hour with catching up with Missy's Pet Rescue and hearing the grim details. They're in trouble. Money-wise, and they need foster home. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So on this Thanksgiving week, we're going to talk to Missy and find out how we can help. And then we will continue on. I've got to talk about Thanksgiving. And, of course, I'm excited to take some calls about the Ted Andrews stuff. So anytime after we do the Missy interview, you can call in, and let's talk about what animals mean in your life. I think that's going to be fun. All right, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.